Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Bring me a higher love, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Monday, 29th of June. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm occasionally Pete Donaldson. Let's start the show.
Let's hope it's one of those occasions, PED.
I thought I'd wrestle control because there was a little bit of space in the audio before it got loud. So I went, let's start the show, even though I'm not in control of my own bodily functions.
You're like a circus ringmaster.
I am.
Not for the first time.
I'm like the great entertainer. No, what was the one that Wolverine played? What was that film?
X-Men.
X-Men.
No, The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest
Showman.
The Greatest X-Man. That's you.
The plot of that seems to be a woman has a beard. Uh-huh. Are there elephants involved?
I've not seen it.
No, I've not seen it either.
Well,
it went to telly very quickly, but everyone enjoyed it.
Everyone loved it. It actually had a bit of an immediate renaissance, didn't it?
Things like the news cycle and Twitter and the Facebooks and the social media means that things get renaissances really quickly.
Mm.
Bielsa with a carrier bag.
Yes.
That was like a month before that came round again.
Kieran Tierney's doing it now. So
the doors of your film club are firmly shut.
We'll
Stop
see.
Talking
no,
about
I think films.
They're permanently
Stop
ajar.
Talking about films. Absolute Michael Owen. Stop talking about films.
Yeah, can we think about horses instead? Mate.
War horse.
Are you ready to see the hotels of Dubai? Tiger Woods played on that top of that one.
I like hitting things with sticks and legs.
Right! Let's get it underway.
Right.
Let's get it going, ladies and gentlemen. We had some FA Cup action on the weekend. Oh my goodness, did we not, Peter?
We did.
Oh, but Newcastle United, are you
the last match I give a shit about this season is over.
Are you quite relieved that they're out of the cup now?
No, I wanted it to run and run and run. It's all I've ever wanted is an FA Cup run or a League Cup run or any. I'll take anything.
To be fair, quarter
bring
final.
Bring back the data systems.
All that. Bring back the Anglo-Italian.
Exactly.
If you could get in there.
I'll do it.
But the quarter final was better.
It was better. They took a good... I think I said at the time, if they were going to cancel the entire FA Cup and they were going to go on goal score, Newcastle would win because they had to play so many replays against lower league opposition. So they earned their right to play Manchester City in the FA Cup.
So you're saying they were robbed?
I mean, Man City wanted it, didn't they?
They really
did turn up. Alisson Maximan were going, this is not Sheffield United.
Yeah.
First half, it was like, I cannot do what I usually do. Against poor opposition.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't belong in this echelon.
All of my marauding avenues have been closed off.
Yeah. Jim, Pep Guardiola said before this match, I have seen Newcastle play and they have the weapons to punish us.
I've got a theory on that, which is that he's seen Andy Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's looked at that sort of incredible butcher's kind of beard thing he's got going, not recognised him, because let's be honest, he's not played for a while, and Pep Guardiola is a busy man, and he's thought, that's the sort of guy that owns Victorian weaponry.
Do you know what I mean? Trebuchet,
that man must know.
He's not a man who operates it, but he owns one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And as his job as clearly a butcher, he's got a lot of work weaponry as well.
Gangs in New York.
Yeah, oh, very much
absolute
so.
Gangs
very
in New York so. Vibe.
Carol the Carver.
Nice.
As opposed to John
the Carver.
Carver.
Yeah. Another plastic bag man.
Yeah.
I think that he'd obviously watched a different Newcastle side, Pep Guardiola. But I mean, this was a rather one-sided affair. 76 possession for Manchester City. They didn't even concede a corner.
They
should have conceded a goal, though, shouldn't they?
He wants to play, but he needs to be putting them away.
He really
is
does.
The rhyme.
Like, but the thing
ancient
is,
rhyme.
I'm fascinated by players like Dwight Gayle, who's in in the Huckabee zone.
Yes.
Surely against most teams, he's burying that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's such a clear cut.
But it can happen to any striker.
Rusty, isn't
he? Yeah,
he's not played a lot of football, and he put one away last week. But yeah, I really felt for him because he... And I felt for pretty much I felt for Andy Carroll coming off because he obviously wanted to play a bit more. And he was doing something anyway. You know, we were obviously playing for free kicks. He was putting it about. I think it's fair to say. And I think the referee was tiring of him by the time he came off. Let's say, but
you get back to your butchery shop.
But Man City really, really, really wanted to go through, and they fancied it. And Newcastle have got results against teams playing that. 5-5 sort of formation against teams, but it was a really big cat playing with a very small mouse. It was the Sphinx playing with
any
normal sized mouse. Yeah.
but that makes
the mouse doesn't need to be small, does it? Really,
the mouse could actually be massive compared to
the
Sphinx.
Exactly. Yeah, but could be a cat sized mouse.
Yeah, owned by a Saudi Arabian conglomerate. It's actually the biggest mouse you could imagine.
Yeah,
but
the
still no chance.
Mouse,
no chance.
One of those mice they test anti obesity drugs on.
Hmm.
Big fat mouse.
All right, finished.
Nope.
Okay,
I can continue.
I was merely going to say that makes it even more frustrating, the fact that the first goal was a cheaply given away penalty. And you think, I think making the point on Match of the Day, it's like if you're playing against that opposition, they dominated the ball, don't give them an easy one,
but
Jim.
I think the thing is, though, when you're under the cosh like that, that forces mistakes out of you, doesn't it? And if one of those mistakes happens in the penalty area, then there you go.
Uh-huh. I mean, most of Newcastle's kind of defensive things were just, slidey's in, please.
Yeah.
Slidey in last minute.
Definitely.
Oh, I managed to get a clip on it, good. Mm-hmm.
Backs against the wall for pretty much the whole game. And I was annoyed about the penalty and Dwight Gayle's miss, because with respect, Pete, I would rather Arsenal play Newcastle in the semi. But it wasn't to be either.
Well, Norwich were up for grabs too. I was like, come on, Norwich.
Norwich, come on.
But I mean, Manchester City, they looked like they meant business. And it was as if to say, okay, we might have not won the league and there's obviously a lot of games to go, but we're going to make sure that we bloody well remind you all. And we'll
have Gabriel Jesus up there. He doesn't really want to be a striker. And he doesn't seem to fancy scoring a goal. So I think that's an actual a bit of an issue without Aguero. I think Man City need goals in... They need a recognised centre-forward.
Jesus can play that role, can't
he? He's not really performing.
Where would you put him?
Do you mean since the restart?
He's
done pretty well throughout his time at City.
Look how he's been playing after we started. I'm not having it. No, I'm not having it.
They need to sign Danny Ings, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, they
Dwight like girls going cheap.
Yeah, poor old Dwight. But yeah, you wouldn't put it past Manchester City winning this FA Cup. Obviously, Lampard and Chelsea, among others, will sort of do their damnedest. They'll set their sights firmly on the Champions League, which is the trophy that's eluded them, certainly under Guardiola. Well, I mean, it's eluded them for a while, but this is the time to do it.
I think you're right, Marcus, that obviously they are going to focus on they're in an interesting position, aren't they, because their focus is very linear with the way the FA Cup and the Champions League are going to work, because the Premier League is effectively practice now, where they want to finish second and they want to sort of obviously try and dent Liverpool's bid to overtake their points record, which will make the game really interesting this week. But yeah, it's concentrate on the cup, try and win that. When you're Man City and when you're Pep Guardiola in particular, you want to win at least one thing every season, bare minimum. Mm-hmm. And then going after that, obviously the Champions League is a big, big thing as well. Mm-hmm. So weirdly, I feel like of everybody, the setup of the return of the season suits City best, because they're in something. You know, they've got something to play for the whole time. Even though the league has now been decided, they've still got two competitions they want to stay fresh for and will fancy themselves in. And they're in good form.
And it would be a treble, because obviously they won the League Cup earlier in the season.
Yes.
Let's not be silly. I know Liverpool, they've won the league ultimately at a canter and so on. That will hurt Guardiola. And I know that Guardiola often comes across as a little bit prickly in interviews and so on. But that performance where they came out against Newcastle, I'm sure he was like, right, that is a disgrace that we've, you know, they've won the league with seven games or whatever it is to go. We've got to let them have it. And they will be playing Arsenal, of course, in the semi-final, Jim.
Yes.
Arsenal themselves got a good win away to Sheffield United. It was better from Arsenal.
You have to say,
but a little bit more sort of grit and determination.
Well, that's exactly right. And the same is true of the Southampton game. Neither were amazing performances, but Arsenal have been particularly bad away from home for a while now, not just this season. So battling out those two wins is really, really important, and it's not like it was particularly dazzling or inspiring.
But it was
that
unlikely.
Doesn't really matter.
But it'd be unlikely they'd suddenly produce a dazzling performance. So you've got to just kind of
you take it step by step. And
you do.
Also, I have to say, I really feel like Arsenal benefited from the lack of fans. Even as someone, genuinely, even as somebody watching at home, when Arsenal conceded, I was less worried than I would normally be.
Right.
And even in the hairier moments, which I suppose is every moment, given how much hair everyone's got at the moment, I felt a bit calmer, because I knew the crowd that I could hear getting on the team's back weren't real.
Yeah.
Every time I remember that the players couldn't hear that, I felt a bit better about it. So I don't know, maybe the future is like earmuffs or something, like noise-cancelling headphones.
Silent football, silent disco, silent football matches.
I think they can hear it. I think just as an Arsenal footballer, that's what you can just normally hear.
Yeah, just someone getting on your back.
Yeah, you can hear whatever. If you're cooking pasta, if you're making love to your wife, you can just hear boo, boo. You are bad at this.
Yeah. Well, there was some lovely
Arsenal
booing.
Fan TV in your head all the time.
That was rubbish. That was rubbish.
There's some lovely.
She could have anyone.
Lovely use of the booing when the VAR decision. Correctly ruled out Sheffield United's first goal. Bit of booing. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Beautiful. But VAR correctly ruled out two Sheffield United goals. A part of me was tempted to say, well, Arsenal, of course, they were a bit fortunate. It's kind of like, well, no, actually, they weren't legitimate goals. Yeah. So there's nothing to do with being fortunate.
Absolutely. A lot of people are saying that the penalty was soft. Now, obviously, with my Arsenal hat on, I find it hard to see how that wasn't
you thought
four
it was a
separate penalties.
You thought it was a rock-hard penalty.
Absolutely, yeah. But what do you guys think of it? Do you think it was a pen?
I thought it was a soft penalty. So it's one of those ones where you're pleased it's given for you, you're annoyed it's given against you.
It's a Scott.
How's that fence on your bot, Marcus? Any splinters?
It's incredibly comfortable, Jim. Actually, I think it's
the Kieran Tierney carrier bag of penalties.
Yeah. Kieran Tierney's been very, very good since that start, which
he's
is a nice.
Isn't he humble? Isn't he humble?
He is.
With his carrier bag.
Yeah, a certain Frenchman in the midfield could probably learn quite a lot from Kieran Tierney.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, hear about Matteo Guendouzi against Brighton. I missed this at the time, but apparently he was taunting the Brighton players about how they don't earn much money compared to him. Yeah.
Well, that's what Neil Morpay was sort of, not about the money.
What an appropriate name.
Well, it sounds like he's been bombed out. Mikel Arteta saying he only wants players ready to jump on the boat.
Absolutely.
Get on Arteta's boat.
There's also talk
more of an arc, I would say, at this point. It's all got a bit biblical in 2020. Really, we need two of each.
I don't think but not holes. There's holes in the arc. Oh, God.
He's not built the arc. There's a flood there, absolutely. But
we cannot afford an arc.
Yes.
You can afford David Luiz, though, can't you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good
point. The Pepe Reina of Arsenal. Yeah. Just cheer everyone up. Can't defend, but just cheer everyone up.
Exactly. Nice for Dani Ceballos, though, to get an injury.
Oh, and what a lovely goal it was. It was one of those goals where I didn't celebrate it so much as I went, oh! Yeah, I just didn't see it coming.
Lovely.
We all thought he's going to go for a cross. A little bit of space opened up. He just slotted it really calmly in there. I love that when a player effectively scores with a through ball.
They see the
space and they pass to the space behind the line of the goal rather than actually shooting.
Press triangle.
Effectively, they have, and it's gone in, and they've gone, oh, I forget you can do that.
He sort of threaded it in. We often sort of call that through ball a thread, don't we?
Would you say that Sheffield United played a little bit better than they've been playing recently?
Yeah, they've really struggled, haven't they, after the restart? And obviously, that's a really frustrating way for them to go out of the cup. But they need to pick it up.
Did you fear for Arsenal when McGoldrick equalised?
I did.
And they came out, and Billy Sharp had a chance.
Yeah. I think they need to turn it around, but I think this match may be the turning point for them because I think they played quite well in patches. Lucas Torreira's tattoo. Have we talked about that?
No.
I think we should now.
He's got a tattoo of his hometown club. Now, I don't care whether this is hack, but we are all aware that he's from Freibentos.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I like where this is going.
He's from Freibentos, guys.
Yeah.
Lucas Torreira is from a place called Freibentos.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And he's friends with the man from Del Monte as well.
Yeah. If you're unaware of Freibentos, it's a sort of brand of canned pies.
From the 80s.
From the 80s.
I had
probably
no idea.
Still going strong in those weird little supermarkets that sell stuff from the 80s.
Oh, yeah, no, you can still buy them. I've consumed them.
They've not gone off. They're in tins, Jim. They keep for decades.
It's the same stock.
I was on a Zoom call recently. It was mocked roundly for eating a pot noodle. Outrageous. But yeah, he's from Freibentos. Is this common knowledge that's completely?
You know what?
I
knew it and then forgot it.
Right.
If that makes
sense.
I was aware it was a place in Uruguay, and I thought to myself, well, one of these footballers from Uruguay must be from there. And I'm glad you found the one.
But what is the tattoo? It's not of a pie.
No, it's not. It's his hometown club. I forget which club because.
But I mean, what is it? The logo,
which is a bit dispiriting. Having another you play for a football team and then you get someone else's football team tattooed on your calf.
If his previous club was Spurs, maybe. But I think a Uruguay side. Yeah,
I think it's not good enough. Put him on the pile for the clear out.
Get him on the pile
until they both meet in the Club World Cup Championship. I don't think it's going to be an issue.
I don't know. They keep expanding the thing.
Arteta's head is going to slowly expand like the crust on a Freibentos pie. Yeah. He's that angry about it.
But again, I mean, every footballer's hair looks a bit like that.
It does,
so Torreira's will be no different.
Yeah.
Can I say, for me, possibly the most exciting moment of the weekend was when Dean Henderson nearly scored from his own box.
That was mad.
He went, it's that bounce it takes before the keeper. Somebody... And I was like, that's a big case. Oh, Jordan. Oh, right. Okay.
Did somebody shout, do it again? I'm fairly certain.
Shoot.
I read on Twitter that somebody had shouted, do it again then.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the old days of Tony Pulis at Stoke, they'd have been doing that every day.
He can whack them. He can whack them.
Charlie Adams should become a goalkeeper.
Oh my God, yeah.
Be shooting from bye kicks. And it should have been a corner.
Yes, Martinez, I think you're right. Yeah,
Martinez
he got away with that one.
He was like, no. But I thought, oh yeah, he knows that VAR isn't used for that, for corners.
But what do you think about the whole Guendouzi stuff? Because I find it incredibly disconcerting that he and Arteta have had what looks to be a little bit of a falling out, and it looks like Guendouzi's happy to leave. Mm. Arteta's concerned by his attitude, and it just feels like a lot of stuff since the restart has just picked up again with Arsenal just kind of falling apart and these problems coming out, and there's been a lot of talk from Arteta that certain players didn't even turn up to Zoom chats about various things, and there's clearly ill discipline there. It looks like every time Arsenal try and build something, it's almost like Jenga.
Yes.
You know, there's just the stuff being taken out all the time.
It's the culture of the club that they just haven't managed to sort of maintain for such a long time. But I back Arteta. He's not long retired. I think I said on the last show I was on the way that he came into a club at Everton and kind of became the player of the season. He knows how important strong personalities are. I think that's why David Luiz has got his contract, because you need these kind of characters in the dressing room. Not in your back four, but in the dressing room to sort of go, look, this isn't goddamn good enough. The culture isn't good enough. So if he feels like he can bomb out a promising youngster like Guendouzi, I think it's important that he does that, to be honest, and stamps whatever little authority he still has.
Yeah. I mean, he's been at Manchester City with Guardiola, of course, so he'll see how those things are done. Now, I know that doesn't always work when someone's assistant then goes elsewhere, but it's not a bad example to have watched and experienced and been a part of course, as well. So it's a huge job on his hand, but I think he is the right man.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that he's Diego the right Simeone, person. I think Arteta needs years, to be fair, though. Somebody needs years to try and turn this around. But I'm glad you've mentioned Pep Guardiola, Marcus, because we moved on from him earlier. I don't think his hoodie is getting enough criticism.
Yeah,
I agree. The fact that he's wet, like, City have become such a sort of corporate, like, horror that they've got the manager modelling their new range of hoodies. Oh, yes. Come on.
Yeah, I did think that, actually. Well done for bringing it back.
It looked like the sort of graphic design you see on Baby Gap, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. You could imagine the owners turning around, going, "Were you booing or saying Puma?"
You can imagine that at a stretch.
Thank you for indulging me, sir.
Yeah.
Are you worried, Jim, that Guendouzi and Mikel have had an tête-à-tête?
How many more of these have you got?
Yeah.
Norwich went out to Manchester United.
What's on your T-shirt, Marcus? We can't see.
We were so close to seeing Timmy Krul's water bottle.
The famous water bottle.
I know, we were
the
so...
The Enigma cord.
As if penalties aren't good enough.
It's like those old kind of... You used to be able to get like cylindrical calculators that you would manipulate. They were all mechanical and... A bit like... I always think of Tim Krul's water bottle as that. What's in there?
Bit of a Rubik's Cube vibe going on. And you get the right thing and it tells you where he's going to put the ball.
Or a can of baked beans that you fill with documents and money.
Yeah. Back to Frey Bentos again. Allegedly. But they were close to holding out where old Norwich City. But Harry Maguire ruined it for everybody other than Manchester United, quite frankly.
Tim Closer had a hand in that as well, didn't he?
He did.
Two hands.
He did. Did you enjoy Odi Ighalo's sort of improvised finish?
Mate, I will enjoy any positive thing Odi Ighalo does for Man United because it's just so great
You're
to see
this,
someone.
Aren't you?
I am, because it's like him playing for Man United feels like you can see how much he's loving it. It feels like how I would feel if I played for Arsenal. It's like I loved Carl Jenkinson getting games at Arsenal, despite the fact that he obviously wasn't always up to the standard required, because it's like someone playing for a club they're a fan of is just a beautiful thing. And I just love that he's having the chance to do this. He's delivering as well.
You must have enjoyed all of Robbie Keane's career then, lol. But Odi Ighalo, he scored in every match he started for Manchester United. He had four starts and got five goals in those four starts, so he's doing well. And I think we were pleased he got the extension because we were concerned that his dream was going to be cut short, Peter, but obviously not, and they're into the semi-final. What did you think of Todd Cantwell's goal? Should the keeper have done a touch better?
I think that's been the criticism of every goal that's gone in after the restart. Keeper should have gone...
Well, even Ben Chilwell's against Watford smashes it in. Where was the keeper? Or are you channeling the spirit of Luke Moore with Kevin De Bruyne's free kick against Chelsea?
He got a lot of abuse for that, didn't he? So yes, I am. Bring it on. I don't care.
The ball moves quite awkwardly, right? Cantwell's shot. I mean, I think both things can be true, that it's a really good shot and that also Romero could have done better, but I think he's been a bit unsighted by someone in front of him, and also it's moved in a surprising way. But I mean, he should have done better, and Maguire should have done worse. I feel like we've just been robbed of penalties there.
Stop trying to manipulate games that have already existed.
It's a fool's errand.
Did you see that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been told to that if he wants Jadon Sancho, he has to sacrifice, and this is the quote, he has to sacrifice Jesse Lingard and Alexis Sanchez. This is why Woodward is bad at football. Don't kill them.
No.
Don't
no.
sacrifice them. No. Sell them.
Yeah.
Sell them on.
Absolutely.
I did not realise Dortmund operated in such a pagan way.
There's talk of Lingard, of course, going to Brighton, which is hard to dress up. Obviously, he played for Brighton back in the day, but like, it's hard to dress that one up as a sideways move. That will help his new fashion brand. A lot of vintage down there.
Yeah, that's true.
Lovely.
Is it a vintage brand?
I don't know.
It seems out of character.
Well, he could start.
He's
a
vintage footballer.
Is
his skills are kind of vintage right now.
Is he?
He'd definitely have a shop in the lanes in Brighton, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Lingard needs a move, I think.
Oh, very much so.
I mean, there was the odd little sort of flash in that, but Jonathan Wilson wrote a piece saying that it just shows you how his sort of, how did Jonathan word it, sort of his powers have faded or something like that.
And also, I feel like it's, you know, people can certainly turn their reputation around at a club, but his whole reputation is of a player that the fans are frustrated with, and it's a shame for him.
Well, it is.
You know, he's a better player than we're seeing, and I think a move would be a good thing.
It was only 2 years ago he was in the starting 11 for England, putting in good performances, you know, and so on. And I know 2 years is a long time in football, and it can change, but really since then he's not done very much at all. I know that a few players have dropped off since then, and it's almost a bit silly mentioning the World Cup.
You get the feeling he's not going to play before the end of the season, because Man United have got some terrible teams to play.
Mm-hmm.
I think Man United could be... do really, really well out of this these final few matches.
Are you saying that Guardiola's nervously looking over his shoulder?
I'm saying the quieter neighbours.
Well, they're all quiet at the moment, yeah.
You don't hear them.
Oh, no.
Sneaking up on you.
So there we are. So, yes, of course, Manchester United will play Chelsea in the semi-final.
They will.
Chelsea.
It's all a bit boring, isn't it?
Just because your beloved Newcastle have gone out.
It would have been nice. It would have been like a kind of like an exciting, you know when you used to buy those sweets and it'd be like four normal tasting sweets and there'd be one that was filled like vinegary, kind of hot tasted, like fireball.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
It was
weird.
A nasty trick.
You mug yourself off as you pay to bully yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was an odd sort of
like a Russian roulette kind of situation.
But they did it quite well. But I mean, you know, Chelsea will fancy it, of course. Frank Lampard, I think he'd be the first Englishman since Ari Redknapp.
Is that right?
To lift the FA Cup, if indeed, of course,
they
ladies and gentlemen, they do it, because otherwise he won't be.
Well, we know for a fact what will happen is he will line his team up, he won't do very well, and then he'll substitute and then he'll win the match.
Apparently he gave him an absolute roasting at half time.
He gave them a bit of a roasting during the drinks breaks as well, which seems to act as real sort of tactical refreshers in that game. Because yeah, they
tactical
weren't...
refreshers were the name of the sweets. I remember now.
Yeah, they weren't great in the first half, but they were really dominant of Leicester in the second half, and it was a funny performance from Leicester, because you couldn't even tell what they were trying to do.
Well, Leicester have
been terrible.
They really have.
It's a bit of a shame. Anyway, gentlemen, let us go to a break, and then after which we'll have a little bit of Premier League chat. See you in a moment, everybody.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Join me, Pete Donaldson, and Japan-based YouTuber Chris Broad every Wednesday as we offer the lowdown on what's happening in one of the most unique and exciting countries in the world. The Abroad in Japan podcast is home to all things Japan, from things to do...
So today we've come to you guys with 12 places in Japan that nobody knows about.
To the bizarre...
When I moved into my new apartment last year, the police guy came to my door, knocked on my door, I opened it, it was a policeman, and he said to me, in English, I am Japanese policeman. That's the best introduction you could possibly do as a Japanese policeman.
To the downright filthy.
And for those of you that don't know what a tenga is, Pete and I did discuss how to describe it best before doing the podcast, and I'll let Pete describe what a tenga is. What is it, Pete?
It's a solo male silicon-based ordinist's aid, so to speak.
Brilliant.
New episodes every single Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Abroad in Japan is a Stakhanov production.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble. Now, you beauties, as well as weekly bonus podcast episodes, loads of extra content and ad-free episodes of the Football Ramble, our Patreon subscribers can win bonus prizes every month. Only this weekend, we ran a competition where one lucky subscriber could win a Weber Master Touch C5750 charcoal barbecue. All you had to do was sign up to our Patreon. I have the golden envelope in my hands, gentlemen, and can now reveal that Dan Young is our winner!
Dan Young!
Oh!
Cooking on gas, yes. Not gas.
Danny, I
hope you've got an outside space.
Congratulations, Dan. We'll be in touch. Stay tuned for details of our next competition, everybody. But Dan Young, what a touch he's had there.
You do not have an outside space, do not. I mean, if you've got a carbon dioxide monitor, that's great. But just don't fire it up in your front room. That's all I'm saying.
I think you'll probably know that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm jealous of you, Dan Young.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want some well-cooked chicken instead of the undercooked chicken that I feed myself. Constantly sick. I've lost so much weight, guys. Oh, I look great. Betway Sports Score, it's back, baby! Every single week, pick the first goal scorer in Betway Sports selected matches and be with a chance of winning a gargantuan jackpot. Game one was Jim's pick, Norwich versus Manchester United on Saturday. You went for Rashford, who's been doing some great stuff off the field, but on the field, he had a couple of chances.
He did.
It was a really good shot, tipped over the bar, I recall, but of course, the first goal scorer there was Odion Ighalo. Game two, Kate went for in the Sheffield United Arsenal match on Sunday. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Nicolas Pepe, of course, open scoring from the spot. Game three, Luke, Leicester versus Chelsea. Jamie Vardy, he didn't really have much of a sniff, but Ross Barkley grabbed the only goal. Good, tidy finish from Ross, I thought. Really good goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Marcus, in the Newcastle-Manchester City match on Sunday in the FA Cup, who did you go for?
Kevin De Bruyne.
No, you did not. You went for the wonderful Alan Saint-Maximin.
Did it for you, Petey.
Did it for me. Look, he played better in the second half. Kevin De Bruyne, obviously, scored from the penalty spot. So no wins there, but we'll be playing once again on Friday. No diggery.
Yeah. Did you enjoy Steve Bruce walking past Kevin De Bruyne when he was getting interviewed?
Yeah.
He was like, said that he's going to stay here. He's going to stay. It was lovely.
It was lovely.
He was sort of hugging him.
I know.
He was doing it as well. Wasn't
Kevin De Bruyne's going 2 metres.
Yeah.
Or at least a metre.
De Bruyne was almost sort of like, ha ha ha. But seriously, you have to be more professional than this.
Yes.
You have to be.
Steve Bruce. I'd love lovely to, ham cloud. Lovely,
how much, lovely how Bruce, much would you love to get a cuddle off Steve Bruce, Jim?
Very much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
much.
Pete, not so much?
No, I like Steve Bruce.
All right.
I think he's a patsy, though.
He's a what?
A patsy.
What's that?
A man who was taken advantage of. He's a mark.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Roll up, come and guess the weight of our fat baby. It's like a carny kind of thing, isn't it? And he'd be like, there's Steve Bruce. He'll take the job.
Why is he dressed as a baby?
Why is he? He's not the baby. He has to guess how heavy the big fat baby is.
All right, okay.
He's the Michelin manager.
He's the Michelin manager.
He's got that sort of look.
Right, let's move on to the Premier League.
The greatest showman.
To the greatest show, which is, of course, the Premier League.
Yeah, it's football round, obviously.
Southampton with another away win. Get them on the road, they will get points. It's so strange their home and away form, but they've reached 40 points. Southampton fans, you are safe. You can breathe easy. You can take your feet off the gas. You can just lounge around now. But they've reached 40 points. They're doing good things. Danny Ings rings with a double. He's bloody excellent. 18 goals this season in the league so far, one off Jamie Vardy. I mean, again, I reiterate, it's a great shame for him that obviously, because pandemic, the Euros were cancelled, because the way he's been playing with Harry Kane injured, you know. But he scores all types of goals.
He does.
He can get on the end of them. The first goal he scored, he's sort of jinxing past a player or two and curling it in. He looks like a man brimming with confidence. And he's every time he hits a shot, he's thinking, this is going in.
And actually, his finishing reminds me of Harry Kane. Just for the areas that he shoots from and the confidence with which he shoots from. I also love how he gets his head down and makes a run. He's like a little train.
Yes!
A little goal-scoring train that could...
Yeah, such as the Carlos Tevez's, Jim, you could say.
Oh, how dare you!
Not bring him in.
But he's been one of the players of the season.
Yep.
I know he's not playing at a big club, so we hope
big
at
club.
Least...
Outrageous.
No, in terms of like your top four, top six, or whatever it is now, top 17, they'd be in the top 17. Hopefully he gets some sort of recognition. I mean, it'd be fantastic if he could get the Golden Boot, although he did say, I'm not thinking about the Golden Boot, I was thinking,
you bloody are,
you little liar. James Ward-Prowse, an underrated free kick specialist, perhaps?
Yeah, and also an underrated lookalike of the wrestler Edge.
I think he looks a bit like the lefty political activist Owen Jones.
Yeah, a bit of that as well.
He reminds me of Darth Vader, though, because James Earl Jones.
Young Vader.
No, well, James Earl Jones obviously voiced him, and David Prowse was the actor in...
You're just going on
Darth
the name there.
Also, in the running order, you've put James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Star Wars. That's what's, you know, it's everything together. Uh-huh. Synergy, mate.
And I think we've covered him extensively there, have we not?
he bloody loves a free kick. He did a chat with, I think it was it Jamie Redknapp he was talking to? And he was just like, oh yeah, I'm all about the free kicks. Absolutely all about them. And he was saying how when he gets a free kick, he feels a little bit nervous because it's like, oh my goodness, this might be... Because of course... But a free kick on the edge of the box, you might only get, say, one in two or three games. Yeah. Maybe not even that, actually. Yeah. They could be quite rare. So
I know this one.
Yeah.
I know this scenario.
Mm. Well, I was going through some of David Beckham's best free kicks.
Trousers.
That's not been proved. But I was going through some of Beckham's best free kicks on our Patreon, on our Ramble On episode. Mm. And the way Ward-Prowse hit that one, it was slightly, you know, a nice bit of whip on it and so on. And I thought, he just seeing that interview, I think it was from a month or two ago, he absolutely loves it. I think he scored six in his career at the moment. He's only 23, he's quite young. I thought, I could see him. Like, teams will begin to think, oh no, we don't want to give free kicks away against Southampton on the edge of the box because he has that in his locker and he's obviously a good young player. I think he's only 23 or something like that.
If your thing was free kicks, what would be for a career average? Not average, but a career total. What would you be happy with? 20 free kicks?
I think 23. Yeah, well, this was the thing I was talking to our good Patreon subscribers about on that episode. Beckham, he scored... And the national newspapers have reported he scored 65 free kicks in his career.
That's amazing.
Well, and it's not true.
Oh,
because I watched a video on YouTube, so this is conclusive evidence, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Yeah.
Three of those free kicks were corners. Scored direct from corners.
Well, and I would say that's difficult.
No, it's not.
That's a free kick.
It's a corner kick. It's not a free kick. Nobody fouled anybody to give
such
that.
A narc.
No, that's the bloody rules.
Narcus speller.
Up yours.
Right, so you've lost three out of a ridiculous total.
Also, James Ward-Prowse is 25.
He's 25.
So he's got further to go.
Fair enough.
Right. More to do.
Oh, I'm not saying he's going to, you know. He's
not going to eclipse David Beckham's total, presumably.
It's unlikely at this stage. But also, there was a few in there which some people might say wasn't a direct free kick because he touches it to the side, like Roberto Carlos then puts his foot on the ball and he scores.
Marcus.
I'm not saying that.
Marcus.
So, you know. But I think I think it's more likely that he scored around 60, sort of late 50s, 60.
Loser.
It's still,
fucking loser.
I don't know why we're even bothering.
Nobody. Why we put him in the bin. Get him out of the Dean Windass Hall of Fame.
Pitiful. A pitiful tally like that. I think you'd have to say 20 free kicks would be not too shabby at all.
Looking at the Watford Southampton match, obviously, like, did you see before the match some Watford players were just dumped out the squad because they went to a party?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And they lost the match. I mean, more should be made of that. I mean, more should be made of anyone who brings quinoa to a party. That's what I say. they shouldn't be allowed to play any football, I think. It's a terrible thing to bring to a party.
But the thing is, though, if they're going to a party and you know, that could disrupt the plans. You know, if they can track something from that party, that has a huge effect on the
Grey Chalabar.
Yeah, so I mean, Nigel Pearson in that sort of polo sort of t-shirt and gilet, he sort of looks like an ex-serviceman who's now doing private security.
No, he looks like a dad who's turned up to collect some players from a party.
Yeah, he looks like that
in
as well.
In a Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen!
Watford, though, are struggling. Yeah. I mean, I just sort of assumed that they would get themselves out of it. Mm. I thought, oh, Watford are good enough. You know, they obviously came back well against Leicester to get a point, having gone a goal down late on. But they are very much in the struggle. They're 1 point above West Ham, Bournemouth, having played one match more. Now, I know West Ham and Bournemouth are struggling. Obviously, Villa lost as well to Wolves.
Yeah.
Villa are losing games narrowly, which is very frustrating because you think, can they turn a few of them even into the odd point?
I don't know, man. I just don't see Villa are just...
Yeah.
All of their attacking players are seemingly just pulling deeper and deeper. Actually, can I touch on the Wolves-Villa match?
Please.
Briefly. Can someone get in touch? The goal that was scored in that match, it was either the classiest scrappy goal or the scrappiest classy goal. Jimenez and Traore are getting involved. But it was wonderful, but also a bit shit at the same time. So if someone can tell me whether it was scrappy classy or classy scrappy.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. At Pete Donaldson on Twitter. Thank you.
Okay. There we are. It's personal pleas now.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We'll just keep it to football. But Southampton, they'll have their sights on a top half finish. That's where they're looking now, because they've been impressive, especially away from home, as we say, with Ings scoring and so on. And that, Hasenhüttl, the work we heard about him doing over the lockdown before the restart and so on.
Yeah,
you've got to be a bit excited if you're a Southampton fan, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've said it before, but it's like they've course corrected, isn't it? Mm. They look like they're kind of era of being really innovative and planning for the future and executing that plan intelligently had taken a little bit of a tumble, and Mark Hughes had been parachuted in to try and sort of do a bit of a kind of quick fix, and that must have been very frustrating for Southampton, because you thought, oh, we've had this kind of golden era, and actually the most that's come of it is we've made Liverpool really good. But now they're back on course again, so there's probably good times to come again. So I would be excited if I was a Southampton.
I think that's a nice way of putting it. They're sort of back on course.
Keeping your manager does help.
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
through terrible results.
Well, from forward thinking to the opposite, let's go to the Championship.
Okie dokie.
Warnock's back, baby, and he got a win for Middlesbrough. They beat Stoke City 2-0 away from home. It was a good performance from our lads. They flung their bodies on the line, and I love to see that. Come on!
Straight away.
Bodies on the line.
Do you know what? I did enjoy it. Michael O'Neill, Stoke manager, said they knew what to expect from a Warnock team.
Yeah.
But they just struggled to deal with it.
And but it was a Warnock team that's existed for like a week.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, this is why Warnock will be effective. Mm. Because he'll go in there and go, put it in the box. Yeah. Stick it in, direct.
That's where the goals were.
Yeah, right. If we do this, we can get up there quicker.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
this is his league.
This is his league.
Yes. I don't know what the stats are, but this is his league.
You can make fun of it and all the rest of it, but the man is, 70 odd or something? Yep. You know, he's advanced in years. You can't teach an old Warlock new tricks, and because he's got all the tricks, he's a Warlock.
He's a Warlock.
And, but the thing is, that's his moneymaker. And my goodness, Jim, he's shaking it.
Absolutely. Yep. I like the idea of a Warnock team being like, you can buy a very specific processor for your computer.
Right,
And it just, you plug it in and it just works. Yeah. It just does the thing
it's
does.
It's an Intel Warlock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It seems to be what's happening in Middlesbrough.
They'll be fine, won't they?
Yeah, they'll probably get promoted at the first opportunity.
Can they get a playoff spot? Is it mathematically possible?
But like, he must be commanding his ridiculous feet. Yeah. He must be going, I can do this league.
Yeah.
You want to get out of it?
I don't know.
I'm not sexy. He should be at Leeds.
He's the Championship Mourinho almost, isn't he?
He should be at Leeds. He should be at Fulham. Should be at the teams who have aspirations for getting out of the division. Nottingham Forest.
Someone.
He should manage all of them.
No, because he
manage all of the teams.
Yeah, and they'll all go up.
And they'll all go up.
Yeah. I. When you say he's commanding a big fee, I reckon he'd do it for free, actually.
You reckon?
He just loves it.
He gets probably paid in meat. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a man for a meat
He's
raffle.
He's a man for a meat raffle.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Giving and winning meat raffles.
Yeah. somebody made a Twitter thread a little while ago. I think it was sent around on one of our WhatsApp groups, and it was just titled "Pictures of Neil Warnock, but he gets angrier as they go along." And it was just exactly what it sounded like, and it was beautiful.
Just when you think social media can't find something new, to systematically or as a device, it was a lovely bit of work.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, for a club, in all seriousness, for a club who are struggling and they're down looking over the shoulder at the relegation zone, to have someone like, and it's not going well, and it's a shame for Jonathan Woodgate, you want a young English manager, well, any young manager to succeed. And then obviously he has played at that club and so on and so forth. And Warnock himself said, you know, it's a shame to see him have to depart. But if you're a club struggling, it's not going very well, you need someone to come in, give you a kick up the backside, bring the side together, simple, direct instructions, just pure survival, there's few finer than somebody like Warnock.
Break glass for Warnock. not Jonathan, not into your own face, mate.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. At the top of the championship, there was some interesting happenings. Leeds beat Fulham 3-0. Naughty/stupid Mitro.
Yeah. Mm. He got away with that, didn't he? I mean, presumably he won it in retrospect.
Yeah.
I've seen him do a lot of that, and that was, he's gotten better. Oh, that was tidy. That was forensic.
I know.
There you go. What?
What are you doing?
And then return to the scene of the crime like an arsonist. Oh, you're right there. What happened?
Standing around going, well, this looks bad.
Looks like it started on his face.
It was in the Pope's match when they said, what were you doing, Mitro? And he went, making the most of VAR not being in the championship. Yeah. Was the giveaway.
I feel like, you know, we joke about Mitro being a character, but I'm starting to think he might be a bit of a sod.
Yeah.
That's genuinely terrible behaviour going on.
It is poor behaviour. And he plays on the edge, as we know, one of those.
But that's way over the edge.
Yeah, well, by definition, often players who play on the edge sometimes forget where the edge is, yeah. and they go over it, don't they? But
imagine if I did
break
that
to one of you now.
Yeah,
you have to run around our houses.
It's fair to say, Jim, you don't play on the edge.
No, I don't.
No, none of us do. That's why we have this loving, calm environment that we enjoy. Mitrovic, it is daft because Fulham haven't started in the restart very well at all.
No.
They've had two losses to sides who are both around them. I mean, to be honest, it's more of a pressing one against Brentford rather than Leeds. But Leeds themselves are now 3 points clear at the top of the league because West Brom, of course, lost to Brentford. Leeds are going to do this, aren't they? The season that Liverpool finally win the league, are we going to see Leeds finally get back into the Premier League? I'm going to say it, Leeds. You're up. It's all sorted. Lovely old job.
You are cursing things left, right and centre at the moment, Marcus.
Why? What else did I curse?
You stopped us getting those penalties.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were talking about penalties being imminent.
Well, they weren't. I tried to curse Arsenal. It didn't work.
You did, yeah.
And that's about it, Jim, isn't it?
Well, it's two curses you've attempted and here's a third.
Yeah. Well, only one of them turned out to be true.
Come on, Forrest.
But yeah,
come on, Forrest. You'll be up next.
But yes, I mean Leeds obviously at the top of the league, but Brentford are the interesting ones. Mm. They've beaten West Brom and obviously beaten Fulham. Two huge wins since the restart. Teams who in Fulham's case were above them. I think they might fancy a little late surge for second, which would be gutting for West Brom if they missed out having occupied the automatic spot so far. But they're going to have to be careful. Because Brentford are on the march, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard it here, probably fifth.
Scored more goals than anyone else in the league, so yeah. Let's get them up there.
Flying very high indeed. Mm. Gentlemen, let's go abroad, shall we? Just for a moment to finish with. In La Liga, two lovely assists on the weekend. Let's start with Santi Cazorla. Oh, Jim Campbell, does that give you that warm, fuzzy feeling?
Oh, mate, like you can't believe.
Any regret in there?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, honestly, Santi Cazorla at the end of his Arsenal career is one of the saddest things just because of the circumstances of it. And, you know, good luck to him. I always want to see him do well. I mean, nobody could really have predicted his renaissance to have been so great. It would have been great for the club to keep him around, but I understand why it didn't happen. So, yeah, take your attempt at a dig and stick it.
What a delightful little playmaker.
It was that... Could he have taken it on himself?
Could he have lashed it on himself? Do you know what though? But that makes
suspicions of offside. He didn't know.
He wasn't offside if he watched the replay.
I know, but like, obviously he's playing a pass. Uh-huh. I wouldn't be if I'm concentrating on what that ball's doing. I don't know whether he's offside or not.
So do you think that's why he didn't lash it?
I think he should have. No, I think he should have lashed it himself.
To be fair, like I can't think off the top of my head of a goal. If you haven't seen this, ladies and gentlemen, do watch it. It's absolutely glorious.
Lovely.
Straight from the goalkeeper just boots it up the pitch.
Yeah.
Lovely Warnock stuff.
Sheffield United-esque.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen a goal where the goalkeeper boots it and then it's taken first time on the volley. I mean, I'm sure there's one or two examples out there. Mm. But instead of taking the volley, such a beautiful cushioned... Well, he does take a volley, of course. He cushions it to his teammate, Gerard Moreno. Who then, it's fair to say, we weren't starved of a lash volley into the corner, who duly obliges.
Unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. The other assist, which was absolutely terrific, ever so terrific, was Karim Benzema sitting up Casemiro for Real Madrid. Lovely little sort of back heel affair.
Back heel. Was it a nutmeg in there as well? Or was it just a back heel?
I think you can chuck it all in. And Real Madrid atop, of course. Elsewhere in Germany, Peter, you're a bit angry with Hamburg.
Hamburg.
What have you got?
Fantastic. They needed a result to go their way elsewhere, and that happened. It was a 3-0 elsewhere that happened, so that was good. Hamburg just needed a win or a draw to get into those playoffs and to get out of League Two. They lost 5-1 at home. Dennis Dijkmeyer, the player who used to play for Hamburg, who registered only his second ever career goal a couple of weeks ago. His first career goal a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He scored his second career goal to finish off the 5-1. They spent, Hamburg, 30 out of 34 match days in the top three of Bundesliga 2. And they just... to say they shat the bed, they shat all the bed. They went into DFS and shat on every bed.
Yeah.
And then bought the beds and ate the beds.
There's a German phrase for this exact thing happening, which is
Scheiße.
It's a Lingerkeg, which is sort of lingering Keegan. It's the sort of the bad juju that's left around from a
juju.
from a Keegan spell.
Nice.
It's gonna happen.
Oi, oi, oi. Iron Robin out of retirement as well, Marcus. We were talking about the continent.
Iron Robin.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, he's back, isn't he? He had a little break, and then 36-year-old Iron Robin sort of thought...
Groningen.
Yeah.
One of his,
I love
was
that.
It his first club? It was his first
I
club.
I believe so. That's a lockdown decision, isn't it? It's like, oh, you know what? I might dust off the guitar and get those old songs recorded. Maybe I could get it up on SoundCloud. Maybe I could collaborate with a few people. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I think he's been watching old football like the rest of us and gone, I am really good.
Well,
that's what I can do.
They tried this before when he just retired, but they tried again with... highlights of his career spliced together with the Michael Jordan documentary. They've also signed Scottie Pippen, which is really weird.
Yeah.
He's 57 or something.
Yeah. He'll just be assisting Robin. Yeah. Just put it down the line, cut inside. Lovely old job.
Look what Andy Carroll's doing. I'd have Scottie Pippen up top for Newcastle.
we'll finish the show with this gentleman. Now, I'm going to read this headline verbatim.
Verbatim.
Let's call the whole thing off. There are headlines, and there are headlines. But this is one of those headlines, or sub-headlines, if you like. It reads like this. Ronaldinho wants to come out of retirement 5 years after his last game to play under Diego Maradona at Gimnasia, but he may not be able to, as former Barcelona man is still under house arrest in Paraguay.
Yeah.
I mean, my interest, if I'm honest.
Don't trust your brother with your passport is my only... Yeah. Well, I've got lots of advice. Don't be managed by Diego Maradona. What? I think somebody emailed him saying, has Diego Maradona ever done anything in management, even though he's had a million... Has he ever achieved anything in management?
Do you know what, actually? It's either on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Mm. I think it's on Netflix. Maradona in Mexico.
Yeah,
when he manages Dorados, Sinaloa.
I thought you were going to say cartel.
Well,
on your own supply, mate.
Yeah. Watch that, because actually you'll see a slightly different side of Maradona, and one who galvanises those troops. Like, honestly, it is ridiculous. Neil Warnock would be proud of that level of galvanising. and I won't say what happens, I don't want to... But honestly, he had an immediate positive impact there. And I thought to myself, you know what, we joke about Maradona, and rightly so.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he's doing at Gimnasia. You have to give him the keys to the kingdom and then just clean up the piss and shit as he goes. But there are
it's a bump of roughly 20 minutes.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
But there are some highs. Those highs. There are some highs, isn't there? But is he the man, Jim, to really unlock Ronaldinho's potential at the age of 40?
This is what is astonishing to me. It's like, does he really want to come out of retirement to play for Diego Maradona's team? Or does he just want to hang out with Diego Maradona?
I'm sure
Maradona would be happy to just be mates with him.
He's under house arrest, so he's happy to go anywhere.
He just wants to leave his house. I think his bail's like 1. He managed to get a clot together 1.4 million or something. Yeah. I mean, good God.
Crowdfunder.
Yeah, because didn't he say he had like $7 in his account or something at one point?
It's fair to say there are strange things happening in Ronaldinho's life, some of which are rather unpalatable. But I hope he finds solace soon.
Let's be honest. we'd love him to team up with Maradona.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't. It'd be horrible.
Oh come on,
I'd like to see Ronaldinho play football because I love watching Ronaldinho play football.
Speaking of free kicks, he's got a lot of free kick goals to his name, as you'd imagine. He could come on, free kick taker.
I love it.
Like in hockey. Yeah. We'll end on Ronaldinho, gentlemen. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble. It's been a bloody pleasure. I'm back tomorrow with Vish and Andy for more red hot football chat. But until then, say goodbye, Jimmy.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Farewell.
And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.